Yippee. All right. Well, I'll just say this is August 21st, 2019, and this is class 6 of our Angel Speak book study group. And everybody help me remember to put on this recording. And I want to say a prayer and give thanks. Gathering. So if everybody would take a deep breath now. Breathe way to the bottom of your lungs, and on every breath there comes the loving, healing guidance beautiful wisdom of our angels. So breathe in deeply. Dearest God and angels, thank you, thank you, thank you for bringing all of us together this evening, not only those that are here in person, but those that cannot make the classes, but certainly are a part of our classes each week. And we love you for all that you do for each one of us, for the healing and the guidance and the support and the clarity that always is there, and all we need do is learn to ask. Thy will be done. Amen. Yes. Okay. Is someone else on that, Christine or Rahel or someone? Nanette? Okay. All right. Now, I just want to tell you about Kelly. Kelly cannot make the class in the evenings because she works at night, and so she's always excited when Thursday comes because she picks up the recording. And even though we don't talk frequently with people who are getting these tapes, I always want everyone to know that each person, whether they're here during the discussions or they tune in later and pick them up, you're still a part of this group. And now the reason I wanted to talk about this is I just had some real issues with my computer. And I wasn't able, it's a long story, but real problems, let's put it that way. And it was at the shop, and Kelly kept writing to me, and I wasn't receiving her comments. So she's thinking that nobody, you know, is hearing her out there, and I don't blame her. It's 'cause you do feel, I think, who was it that was saying, Karen, you were saying that when you listened to the tapes, maybe you didn't know the people, but you sure felt like you knew them after you went through all these tapes that are there. So, yeah, definitely is right. So I just wanted to know, Kelly, and anybody else that's listening, that we are so happy that they are part of this group. And just a minute.
Hello?
I just put this on mute for a second because I was trying to pick up some papers that I wanted to read to everybody, and I don't know what happened to them, so we'll just go forward. But I just want you to know that Kelly wrote this lovely letter, and she just said, you know, that even though I'm not there, I just want you to know that I'm sure getting everything, and I'm hearing your comments, and that message is for everybody. She was saying that when she was writing her angels and asking them for help on certain things, that just as some of us were saying, you know, that you get that angelic energy when you're near water. Well, she had had some really crazy, fun experiences when she was in the shower, and just was really relating to what we all had to say about our experience. So I just simply don't know what happened to her letters, but I will read them to you next week. It's fun to hear what it's like out there in the field, you know? So thank you, Kelly. All right. Anybody have any questions tonight that you'd like to ask or experiences you'd like to share? Okay, not everybody all at once.
Oh.
Yes, Karen.
I'd like to know if anyone has success writing in public places.
Anybody have success with that? I do. This is.
What was it she was asking?
Sorry, say that again.
This is Karen. My question was, does anyone have success writing to their angels in public places where they're like in a crowd or around other people?
I was saying that I do.
I do. Mm-hmm. This is Nanette. I do.
Okay. Good.
It's really hard to hear you, Nanette. I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time hearing Nanette also. Maybe try the volume on your phone, Nanette.
Is that better? Can you hear me better?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Lots better. Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. Where were you in a public situation?
Oh gosh, I think I was waiting. Well, no. I think I was at the doctor's office. Yeah, I was at the doctor's office.
Yeah. Well, you know, one time I was on, I used to commute in and out of the city when we lived in Connecticut. And something had happened at the office that day that bothered me. And so there we are, you know, how many people are packed into one of those trains and cars. And I just said, you know, my little prayer to myself and my angel, and I got out some scrap piece of paper, and I wrote them and asked them. And, you know, it is as easy to do it in a crowd, I found, as it is to do it privately.
Okay.
Now, was that your, how you felt, Nanette?
It seemed very easy to me. I think I also had another time when I normally write when I'm by myself, but the other time was when I was with my husband. And he was trying to talk to me, and he looked over and saw that I was just, you know, in my own little world writing, and he just kind of like backed off. I kind of felt him back off. But I've had those two different times, aside from me writing on my, you know, in my own time.
Yeah, me too. Hey, that's going to, I'm going to ask that to be a homework. Would you find yourself maybe sitting outside your office or at a meeting or whatever, and just to ask the angels to be with you and see what they have to say. What would you like to teach me in this public place? Something like that, maybe. Yeah.
Good homework.
Yeah. So I have to tell you, it doesn't, the angels do not know time nor distance, nor they so laser focus on us that it that's all they care about. And if they hear a prayer come up, no matter what your environment, for them to come through to you, they will be there for sure. Yeah. Yep. Okay. Good question. All right. Who else now? Anybody else have a question or an experience this week?
This is Karen again. Sorry to, if someone else has anything to ask. But I guess the reason why I didn't write this message after I'm asking these questions is because I don't have any privacy. And the other thing is, can you write to your angels effectively if you're agitated or upset?
Yeah. And, sure. Oh, yeah.
You don't have to wait to calm down?
No, not necessarily. Sometimes what I'll do is if I am agitated or annoyed about something, I'll say, dearest God and angels, I am feeling annoyed right now at the situation. Can you give me, because they're always with us, they're always around us. So my next sentence would be, after I declared my annoyance, then I say, you know, is there anything, any perspective you would like to give me to regain my balance or from, you know, just understand the situation better? Because, you know, anger is a cover for fear. So when people get annoyed or angry, what they're really, really, if you could take back all the layers, they're angry or afraid of something underneath all of that. Has anybody ever realized a situation like that, that it wasn't that, you know, the anger was brought in on because you were afraid that you might be misunderstood or I don't know. I don't know. You know, everybody's situation is different. But that's, they say, the underlying fear is what really brings it up. Okay. Good. Did that help, Karen?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
It will give me more. I won't hold myself back from writing because I'm waiting to be calm and alone.
Oh. Yeah, I get it. And sometimes, I know I've done readings with people in their car because they had no privacy at home. People that were sitting in the park on the on a swing while we were doing our reading together, because, you know, feeling more calm and together. So, hey, we all have our little tricks, but the angels love us and help us and guide us no matter what. And that's always good. Okay. Well, tonight is about Chapter 6. And it is such a good chapter because we all go through a period of time when we're angels speaking. That was a great segue into what we're going to talk about tonight, because Chapter 6 on page 79 is how you know it's an angel message. You know that whole thing about, was this me or was it them? And is that, am I making this up? And all that stuff that we go through. But, boy, it can, the angels speak to us in certain ways that will give you the understanding, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that it's the angels speaking with us. And the uncertainties and doubt, the angels start off this chapter saying, from the angels, the uncertainties and doubt you go through in order to figure out if you are getting a true message, it will only be a short time, and then you will know if the message that anyone has written is an angel's message. The time you become experienced enough to discern the difference between you and us. And it's so true, because after a while, I just kind of threw in the towel and I just said, I'm not even going to think about that or ask that. I might have said that before in this class, because after a while, after that flow and that getting validation and finding the truth in what was written or said to you, and then like Karen last, the person that I was talking about, she said that she would get pictures from in her third eye. We were talking about that at a class or so ago, and she said that she realized that they were giving her a heads up as to what was going to be around her. And she said that was one of the huge things that helped her really get it, that she's not making it up, because they ultimately did come to be. And so she's thinking, I would have never known that. Obviously, they gave that to me. So that's where you build your trust. The more you write, the more things open up for you in your understanding and knowledge, and you think, of course that's the angels. So that's a big help, and it certainly was for me. But we have to learn to leave the uncertainty behind and more of a thing of the past, and solidify your angelic connection. And that's really all about building trust. Whether or not you're getting a true message from your angels, we will discuss questions and I'll tell you, if it's not them, I'll say, no, that seems like that is more of your question or something. And so we'll pick through that. But they say, you're going to learn the difference between, is it me or is it your higher self speaking? And that's another good question. How angels combine words, what the angelic energy feels like, words angels use, and what you will definitely learn from them, and in time, it will be like, oh yeah, that's them. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. Did this bring up a question in anybody's mind or a thought of something that happened to you? Okay. Well, think about this, how, maybe this is something that you've been experiencing. The angels are saying that in the beginning you will have doubts and many questions as to who is actually writing this message. Here are some things to look for in determining whether it's your message or from the angels. The first thing you will do is question, who wrote this? You don't feel as though you have written the words. You say, do you think I did this? Does this sound like me? That I had a lot of, it seems, at the beginning. It's like, would I have done or said something like that? And do not expect this feeling to go away soon. Even now, as this book is being written, Barbara and I said, the feeling of not having ownership of it is strong to us. And it just kind of comes and goes. It depends on how often you write. Angel writing styles. Now, English, or whatever you speak for communication, is not an angel's first language. Every language is difficult to communicate within because angels use vibration and thought, which is clearer, cleaner, and faster. I have a question. Does anybody ever receive, if your home language is, say, you grew up in Germany, or you speak Spanish or whatever, has anybody ever gotten an angel answer in your home language? Okay. All right. Because when I was teaching at the Learning Annex in New York City, there were a lot of people that kept saying, it's coming to me in my home language. And so you can either write it out in whatever language comes, or you can also, and then if you'd like to later in English, you could also write it out. But either way, you'll know what it says. You can trust that language. Angels also send ideas at the same time, and occasionally the message is confusing. It is wonderful how well you still understand when this happens. Just write down what they send as best as you can and enjoy it. One of their favorite things to do is to expand the concept of a word by adding a suffix, such as meant for or ness to words that don't usually require them. Like, you know, one time, so full of sweetness, they said one time, they said, hug your, this was great, they said to someone, hug your soft, furry, dead animal. We thought, what? It was that. And she said, oh, I was hugging my little teddy bear that I have. To the angels, they just, it wasn't moving, you know, and they didn't know how to, there wasn't a word for, I guess, teddy bear. So they can make up some stuff. Or wonderment-ness sometimes would be a word. It doesn't make sense, but I knew what they mean, you know. All right. Let's see. For example, words the angels like to use are, yeah, well, here it is in the book, wonderment or truthness. If the words they make up increase understanding, they are pleased, for this is truly good reception. One time an angel said to Barbara, dear one, today you are full of notness. And she was being negative that day. So I love their vocabulary. I think it's great. By the way, they are funny also. I think I said that several times, but I can't get over how they have a sense of humor as well as humans. Combined words. You will possibly at some point, if they start writing something like, can you see / hear what we are saying? So sometimes they'll use two words like that because they want to be sure that you understand them, right? Can you see, hear us? Where more than one word fits, angels expand the concept by using both of them. Time is saved and language is enhanced / refined. Angels also expand thought by using three words at a time. Like, I know, if we ask a question and sometimes they'll say, yes, yes, yes. And that's their way of driving home something they're trying to share with you. Yes, yes, yes is how they may answer a question when being emphatic. Expect triple answers when it's them. Has anyone ever received a triple answer?
Yeah, I remember that much of my life.
Okay, good, good, good. Well, whenever you see a triple answer or a double word or something, or a ness or a not ness or something, you just know fully that it's them. Sometimes angels talk together. Sometimes you'll get a sense that several angels are talking at once. Ask them to slow down and take turns. You will know when there is more than one speaking, for it sounds as though they are having a party, and that's because they are. Angels, they're so good at just trying, kind of having, doing backflips to try to connect with us. You know, they say sometimes, we want to connect with you even more than you want to connect with us. And these examples are great ways of showing that. Angels' energy also feels different, I find. Angels are not you. They don't feel like you. they access different parts of your brain than you do. They may make your heart beat faster than they when they are with you. Sometimes you will feel a shiver or tension in your body that lets you know they are there. You will sense it if they are, the energy is male or female or neutral energy. Has anyone ever felt that different to the energy?
Yes, this is Nana. I always do, every time I write, I get like a tightness right in the back of my neck.
Oh, boy.
And I know that it's just like very, very strong.
Uh-huh.
Once I'm done with my writing, that pain is gone. It just disappears. Like it wasn't even there.
Wow. Excellent. That's great. Now, we all know intellectually that angels are not male and they're not female. However, their energy does come across as, heavier or lighter or that, like Nanette is saying, that's a great example, that back of the neck thing, Nanette. Because the closer they come to me, and this is something that developed over time, sometimes I'll be writing them and they feel like they're standing right next to me and kind of leaning on my arm. And is that the same thing, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's clairsentience. And clairsentience is where you sense their presence or their closeness kind of thing. And it lets you know they are there. And you will sense if they feel as if they're male or female or just kind of a neutral energy. You may know their appearance and whether they are big, small, bulky, airy, childlike, you may get a sense that they are a certain nationality, intelligence, or have special interests. Angels are like friends or relatives, different from yourself. And boy, that's true. One time, there was a woman that was a musician that was in a class, and she was talking about how when her angels wrote to her, it seemed like he had a French accent. It felt like masculine energy in a French accent, and he was writing a song or a prayer or to her, and it was so beautiful, and gosh, she read it to all of us, and it was just fantastic. So you might feel an accent or just something different. No reason to be afraid or anything. It's just their way of showing their love and coming close to you. Angels cannot give unasked for advice. Now, this is really a key point. You know, angels will not ever jump into the middle of our life and say, do this, do that, go here, go there. And so if you haven't asked for clarity or understanding or whatever, they won't give it. And they can give guidance and direction if you ask for it. God's gift of free will is sanctified by Him, never to be touched. If you ask for advice or help, it is then invited, and it may be given as loving support. Unsolicited advice is rarely offered unless it is part of a larger teaching. They say if you want to know which vitamin to buy, they can recommend one. And I'll tell you the way I work with them on that. If I'll hold the vitamin in my hand next to my heart, a bottle of it, if I'm in a store, and then And then, if you know, my husband will help me muscle test it. Does everybody know muscle testing? Hello?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Anybody
not?
Okay, that's where it's been discovered that if your system, energetic system, is in alignment with things in your highest good, that if you hold a bottle of vitamins, for example, and you put your arm out straight from your shoulder, and if someone tries to push your arm down and you resist slightly, it's amazing how that, if your arm lets go and goes down, that means it isn't right for you. So what you're doing is you're testing the validity and the correctness of those vitamins in that bottle, and your muscle in your arm is giving you the answer. So that's why they call it muscle testing. And it really is work. I had two bottles. I didn't know which one to buy. First one, my arm went limp. The second bottle, my arm stayed nice and strong, which meant that that was the better vitamin for me. You can even do it at with vitamin or with vegetables. Or some people put on their, say, left or right hand, make an O, like okay, you know, with your thumb and forefinger. And if you put your other finger in there and push through, that means it's like same as muscle testing. So it's an interesting, you could also Google muscle testing, and I bet they can do a much better job of telling you than I am. But that's pretty much how it works. Okay. All right, now, ta-da. If you want to know which vitamin to buy, they can recommend one. If you want to know how to raise your children, they will tell you a child's strengths and suggest supportive activities and help. If you want to know if you should quit your job or get a divorce, they will tell you to follow your inner knowing and help you define and understand your reasons. The decision to quit your job, then, becomes a part of your decision to get on with your path and accomplish your life's mission. These are questions of choice and free will. Angels will support systems of the highest order, but they cannot tell you what to do or how to live. Many times, this message will help you clarify your path. At one point, a woman asked, "Why can't he tell me he loves me?" And the answer was, "Because he doesn't." Immediately, she knew her relationship had grown to its highest point and could go no further. She then chose to leave. They did not and would not tell her to leave her marriage. If she had asked if she should leave, the angels would have said something like, "Choice, dear one, choice." Anybody have any questions about that?
Yes. Well, not a question, but I had a similar thing. Before my appointment, this is Nanette.
Okay, go ahead.
Before my appointment this week, of course, I had my appointment this morning, and I'm 5 hours away from San Antonio. And so during one of my writings, I asked the angels, will the doctor, I don't remember exactly my question, but I wanted I guess what I wanted was for the angels to tell me positive and concrete things. But the angel said to me, "Listen to the doctor, listen to what he tells you, and go from there."
Right. Yes.
So wow, that is just like, oh my God.
Yep.
I was like, okay, why is the angel saying this to me all of a sudden? But now it makes sense.
Now you understand.
Yes. Yeah, because I wanted a more I wanted more of a more concrete, kind of like that you're saying the woman wanted to know she should leave her marriage. And you're saying that the angel said choice. Well, see, that was what I was looking for as well. I was looking for a more concrete. The doctor's going to tell you, you're going to, you know, you have this. That was what I was looking for, and that's not what the angel said.
The angel said, that isn't what the angels do. If they had said, this and this and this will happen, then you would have gone in there with a much different frame of reference or thinking. You might have gone in there with fear, and that isn't their job. This, there's a big difference between psychics and people that are gifted. Have you folks ever heard the difference between the two?
No.
Okay.
No.
All righty. Individuals who are psychics, and there are, some very capable psychic individuals out there, but a lot of people that say they are psychic, they work with the earth energy that surrounds all of us. And in the earth, because that's the energy that's lying on the earth plane and everything. So when it comes to doing their work as a psychic, there is energy that maybe comes up that's full of a lot of negativity. And even the psychic might not realize that there is negativity in that energy that he or she is receiving. You know that movie with Patrick Swayze when he was being dragged away by the bad guys? Lying on the street, all around him, with all this black gunk. Well, it was negativity that was lying there, and I never saw that until they came up. So the reason I'm telling you this is, now, that's psychic work, and like I say, there are some that are really good and don't get involved with the earth energy or any negativity. But the gift, when people are gifted, that's what this work is about, angel speaking. Because, first of all, we're given information by our angelic group that comes from God, that comes from heaven, that is given to us directly, and it's from the universal life force. And that information is one of truth and love and healing and goodness. And so, I'm always certain that if someone says, hey, I'll give you a reading, or I know a really good person, and I will just kind of close my eyes, and I'll say, what sort of, are they gifted, meaning did they receive their gifts from God? And some people say, I don't know. And what's on her business card or his business card? And some people put, psychic mediums and stuff. But other people, they can be good at what they do. It's just that you've got to feel that energy. And if it doesn't feel right around that person, I would suggest that you just keep your focus on working with God's goodness. Does that make sense to you guys?
Yes.
All righty. Has anybody ever, any questions about that, between psychic and healing and stuff like that? Okay. Did I tell that story before?
No.
Okay, good. Because usually I get all my stories in before we're done. You guys have to hear those because they were the experiences and the wisdoms that helped me to where I am today. And it will really help each one of you along remarkably. So, good, good, good. Okay. Angels say, patience, dear one, a lot. Well, we want everything to happen now. Life is a process that makes sense in spite of how it sometimes appears. When you feel you are receiving advice or direction of a more firm nature than angels use, then it is your higher self that is working. Again, always for your greater self, higher self, that is working. Again, always for your greater good, but your higher self is more demanding of you than an angel would ever be. The higher self knows all your life lessons and is intimately acquainted with your path. You usually know you are doing something against your higher self because you become miserable when off track. Angels don't give misery, for angels are only love. Okay.
I have a question about that. This is Karen.
Hi, Karen. Okay.
Well, so does it matter if we're getting a message from an angel or our higher self? Do we need to try to distinguish for any reason?
Well, here's the thing. If you ask, this all goes full circle back to asking. So that's why I always start my writings, dearest God and angels, please be with me while I write today, okay? Because I want it from God and the good guys. But our higher self is a very wise part of our inner being. And I'll tell you what happened when my sister died and my higher self came through. And I don't want to retell a story if I did, but I got a call when Jackie passed away. It was only about a year ago. And she and her daughters said to me that mom's gone. And so when I hung up from speaking with my nieces, I wrote, dearest higher self, because I didn't know what to do. I didn't know if I should get on an airplane. I was in San Francisco at my daughter's home. So I didn't know if I should go while the girls were there, I was in San Francisco, and I wasn't sure if I should go before she passed while her daughters were with her. Did I tell you guys this story?
No.
Okay. So what I did, I didn't want to write with the angels. I decided that I would write to Jackie's higher self. That's how I did it. And I asked my higher self to step forward because that's the place within you that has wisdom, that has karma, knows about the karma, and also knows everything about your other lifetimes. So here's what happened. I sat down with my paper and pencil, and I said, dear Jackie's higher self and my higher self, I want to ask you if this would be the right time while Jackie has her last few hours with her daughters or whatever, would this be the right time for me to come out to Iowa, where she passed? And I sat there for a minute, and all of a sudden, I got a very, very different voice, full of love, and it said, dearest Trudy, this is Jackie's higher self. I want you to know that the girls and I are doing very well and together. It's just the four of us. And that we are clearing some areas, and there is laughter, there's joy, there's sadness. And she said, I feel that we are fine right where we are now. And I exhaled. It was the most beautiful voice. That wasn't Jackie's voice. Our higher self does have a different voice, come to find out. And I just felt like this is right. So I stayed in San Francisco until her daughters called and said that Mom had passed. And that, you know, it's these moments in life that honestly are the greatest gifts. And it was such a gift to me to know that I did the right thing. I didn't go racing out there and get in the middle of that mother-daughter's time before she passed. So I know that's a long way of telling you your question. I also know a woman that is a very fabulous channel, and I found out that she knew that she had been gifted and had been given an amazing gift from God when her higher self had a very different voice. And that was such a validation to me. So that's that. I don't know if I even answered your question, but I always write to God and the angels, or specifically to my higher self. Yeah.
This is Nanette. So when do we know? Uh-huh. When do we know to contact our higher self?
That's the only time in these 30 years that I've ever contacted my higher self, and Jack, and my sister's higher self. I just don't do it that. I don't even think to do it. But you could give it a try. The good news is you can speak to your loved ones in heaven that are already there. You can speak to your higher self. You can speak to your cat and your dog once they've passed over. Or if they're sick, you can say, do you want to go home? Is this the right time for you? So write that down, what the answer is. It's just mind-boggling, the information that we can receive, giving love and receiving love.
Okay. Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah. Has anybody ever had an angel pass, or a dog or pet pass, that you just felt like you knew it really wanted to go home? Okay. All right. Maybe if that comes up for you, you could write to their higher self. Yeah. Any questions? Oh, I told you the story about the book, The Afterlife of Billy Fingers. Right?
Yes.
Did you guys get it? Anybody buy it yet?
Yes.
Not yet.
Who said yes?
Julie.
Yeah. And what did you think of it, Julie?
I thought it was wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really goes into, I've read other books similar to it, and so his afterlife in the beginning, he went really far.
He did, didn't he?
Yeah. And then he came back to places where I've you know, have read about. So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting.
Yeah, that helped me with regard to how far away I think Barbara went.
Yeah.
So, you know, because I couldn't reach her for a good year.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is interesting to, you know, they say we come here from spirit into our bodies and we have a plan. That plan is within us.
Mm-hmm.
When we're not fulfilling our plan, we're extremely unhappy. When we
mm-hmm.
are fulfilling our plan, we're very happy. So, and I guess the same thing happens in spirit. So, that was an eye-opener for me, too.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, you guys, I think you'd like the book. Okay.
Say the name of that book one more time, please. This is
Nana. The Afterlife of Billy Fingers.
Billy Fingers.
Yep. Yep. And you can get it Amazon anywhere. And it's a really great book about the afterlife. So it was written well.
I just found
well.
It in my library. That's my public
oh.
library online.
You're kidding. I love
yeah.
that. Yeah. Well, see, it was meant to be. Okay. Now, last little segment here. We want everything to... Let's see. Oh, wait. Did I read that? Angels say patience, dear one, a lot. Yeah, I read that. Okay. So their last parting shot out of this is, for fun, get out a box of colors, chalk or markers. Now, this is the angels telling us this. And a big sheet of paper. Sit and be still for a while, then ask for our help and draw a picture of your highest self. A most interesting project in learning more about you. Draw a picture of us, too, and what you see from the inside of your eyes, and what love looks like. Wow, I don't even remember that message from them. That's cool. Yeah. Okay. Who else now? Next week, by the way, we're going to do Chapter 7, and it's about people questions and angel answers. So a lot of questions were in here. And I just wonder if you have the book, maybe you might want to look that over if it really interests you. So I'd be sure to touch on that one. Okay. Now, let's see. Would anybody like to read one of their writings that they did this last week or so?
I'll start with mine. This is Nana.
Oh, good.
Also asked me to do or to talk about tenderness, the card you pulled it last week.
Oh,
tenderness.
Yes. You know what, Nana? We can't hear you very well again. Can you change the phone?
Hey, can you hear me now?
Better, better. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Good. So
what
was my word?
Tenderness.
Oh, great. Okay.
Okay, so in regards to tenderness, the angels say tenderness is about caring, having a deep concern for someone's feelings, a soft touch, an embrace of a hug, soft words. It is being selfless, thinking of others first, a tender touch, a tender word, or action, with the tenderness caring for someone, having a deep conversion that brings feelings of joy, peace, happiness, a soft touch of the hand on the shoulder, or an embrace of a hug, feeling important. Tenderness is feeling warmth of another person. Being a part of it is peace, warm, loving, embracing, caressing. It is love. Tenderness is a wonderful feeling. Embrace it.
Wow.
Beautiful.
I was like, wow. I cannot believe. I was wowed.
Wow. I was wowed. Wow. You know, isn't it great? These writings can bring up things that I never really thought of. Like,
me either.
I never thought of tenderness as feeling important. But that's what love is, too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Beautiful. Thank you, Nanette.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. God bless. All right. All right. Who else would like to go next?
Karen.
Okay, Karen.
This is my one writing.
What is the word?
Oh, it wasn't a word. It was just a writing.
Oh, okay.
So I just got a bullet journal, which is like kind of a day planner to help you organize things. You know, your
life. Good. Yeah.
And so I had that on my mind, and I thought, okay, why don't I ask them about how to prioritize all my tasks? You know, I'm thinking about work and all this.
Right. Good one. Smart.
And the answer, it's kind of like what you know, it makes me feel like it's genuine because it's not what I would have thought about. It was a different kind of answer.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, dearest Karen, what we want you to know about priorities is that you are one too. You are a priority and not just everyone or everything around you. Take time for yourself. It is not selfish, but essential and what we want for you. As you nourish yourself, you replenish our essence, which is love, so that it may be more effectively shared with others and you are fueled to serve and spread our love and goodness. It is freely available. Look for self-care in the small things such as a breath followed by a sigh and smile with closed eyes. Writing to us is self-care and soothing. You do no good to yourself and others if your feathers remain ruffled. Smooth and soothe for the good of all. Your loving angel.
Oh. Well, Karen. That, boy, did I need to hear that.
Apparently, we've got to prioritize ourselves. That's
the
priority, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, one time I asked the angels what it was that I was here on Earth to learn, and they said, you're here to learn how to love yourself. And it's interesting because the prioritizing is self-love. And I never even thought of that word with regard to self-love. Yeah. Cool. Good. Take time for you. Nourish yourself. I love that word, nourish, you know, because it can be eating, it can be sleeping, it can be healing. Wow. Beautiful. Thank you, Karen. Very much.
Yeah, and I thought if everyone wanted to try it, the thing that they were saying, like, a small thing that we all have time for, really, is just to, like, take a deep breath, and as you exhale, you smile and sigh, like that. It feels good.
Oh, that feels good. You feel lighter, right? Okay. Beautiful. Julie. Will you share with your writing? Thank you, Karen, by the way. Great.
Okay. My word was abundance.
Abundance? You know, I think someone has us on a speaker because it keeps kind of echoing. So,
okay, I just took it off speaker. Let's see if that helps.
Oh, that's big difference. Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so the word's abundance, and so this is what I got. You already have everything. There is nothing you need besides what you have right now. As you need something else, it will come. Don't worry about material things, as everything you need will show up timely. Remember, you are love, you are light, and you are abundance in all things.
Boy, oh, I love that. Okay. They all have their own energy that is just remarkable. They started off saying, you already have everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what was the rest of the sentence?
There is nothing you need besides what you have right now.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Yeah, we are on a need-to-know basis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being human beings on this earth place. Things will show up as we need them. And boy, is that about faith and trust.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Well, that is beautiful, Julie. You know, abundance comes in so many ways. It's like money is the least of it. There's so much goodness that's always flowing. And that's beautiful. Okay, excellent. All right, thank you. Now, Dee, are you there?
I am.
Oh, good. Hi.
Hi. I joined later.
Okay, good. Terrific. I must have gotten your vibes.
Yes. You knew I was here.
Yeah.
I'm not prepared to read anything today.
Okay.
All right. I didn't do as well as I should have. But
well, don't should on yourself. I love that. Because especially we women, I should have said that or I should have done that. And yeah, you know, I don't know. We're all just doing the best we can.
Right.
So, you know, just when the time is right, write something that you, or you want me to give you a word that you could write this week and then share it next week?
You can, yeah.
Okay, good. Now, what happened to my little cards that I had? Do you guys have, does everybody have a box of cards that, you can get them at a metaphysical bookshop, and they're really tiny. I think I asked you guys about this before. But it's so fun to get up in the morning and draw a card that just has one word on it. And before I draw the card, I always say, dear angels and God, what would you like to teach me today? And then I pull a card and I leave it face up on my dresser, in my drawer, wherever it might be. And that's what I carry with me all day, knowing that they're supporting each one of us. Okay.
Can you use an oracle card for the same purpose?
Sure. I think you could. Yeah.
And what kind of cards are these? Fruity?
Well, these are Doreen Virtue's, Healing with the Angels. Oh, and they are called Oracle Cards. Yes. Now, the one I drew for D is Manifestation D.
Manifestation. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. How's that for a multifaceted card? Good.
And I'm asking for the group, correct?
Yes. The whole idea is the fact that we're learning so fully from each other. So
right.
I suggest you write, what would you like to teach us, meaning the group, about and manifestation? And then take a big deep breath and dearest children, sometimes is the way the angels love to start the writing because they think we're all their kids. They're so sweet.
Okay.
Okay, good. Now, who else? Nanette, you did yours, and Dee, and Julie, and Karen, and I don't think Christine is on. Are you, Christine? No. And Rahel could not make this class, I guess. Okay. Now, let's see. What would you like to do next, you guys? Go ahead. I'm just going to say we've got 14 minutes, 12 minutes to go. Go ahead.
This is Julie. I noticed that something you mentioned last week was to find 4 books that helped us on our spiritual journey.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, that is absolutely correct. And can you share, do you have some books that were really important to you?
Yes, I do. I think this was kind of the first one. It was called The Messengers with Nick Bunnick.
Mm-hmm.
And then Conversations with God.
What was the essence of the book, would you say?
I think the essence of his book, and it's been a while since I've read it, is he was in contact somehow with angels, and when it started, he, of course, was a non-believer. And it, you know what? It's hard because I don't even remember a lot of it at this point.
Okay.
I just remember he was a non-believer, and then he was getting these messages.
That's great.
So. Mm-hmm. And then there was Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Autobiography of a Yoga.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I love that book.
I do too.
It's Paramahansa Yogananda wrote the book. He was the head. What's the name of the fellowship he's the head of?
I will get it real quick because I
get
Ananda
Yoga.
Paramahansa Yogananda. Yeah, and it is. Turn the page here. Self-Realization Fellowship.
Yeah. In San Diego. And Barbara and Barb lived in San Diego all those years. What a town. And what a wonderful group of spiritual people. And we went to the Self-Realization Fellowship. That was fun. Anyway, okay, what else?
The other one I wrote down was Creating Affluence by Deepak Chopra.
Hmm, that's cool.
Yeah, it was one that I would, like, when I was working, I would go and sit out by myself and read a chapter every day and just kind of meditate. And I haven't read that one in a while either, but, you know, I just read it over and over and over. It was a pretty good book.
Excellent. Someone
what's the title again?
Title.
Creating Affluence.
Okay. I'm working through Autobiography of a Yogi and Conversations with God right now, and I like some, so I figured this other one must be a good suggestion, too.
yeah, you'll like it.
yeah. Okay, well, thank you. I just think that books are such a treasure and a gold mine, you know, for all of us, because they never stop giving. Somehow something would pop up or come up, you know, that you learned, and it's just so exciting. Okay, well, thank you very much, Julie. Also, yeah, who else now would like to go and tell their favorite books? Or if you don't, you know, it doesn't matter how many you've got.
This is Nanette.
Mm-hmm.
The books I've read, of course, I've listened to Ask and It Is Given. I'm not quite finished with that. I'm still, pardon me, working on that book.
Mm-hmm.
And then the book that you wrote, How to Speak with Your Angels.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've read Mother Angelica's biography. And that's the life of Mother Angelica, the nun out of, Alabama, I think, is where she was from. She was actually from Ohio, but she ended up in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And then The Alchemist, I think that's his, I don't know how to say his name.
Paulo Coelho.
Mm-hmm. That one was very interesting for me. It was just, I don't know, kind of reflected on me, like myself. It was really neat.
Terrific. Wow, that's great, Nanette. And, I don't know, I just, you know, it's like books are spiritual friends, no question about it. I couldn't find enough books to read. Yeah, and I'm still that way, always on the search. So that's great. Okay, let's see. So Julie and Dee, did you have a couple of books that you really enjoyed?
Are you talking about like
just that you read during this time that you enjoyed? Spiritual books.
Spiritually. There's been a lot of books, but I used to be afraid of dying, and one of the first books that kind of helped me get over that was called 15 Minutes in Heaven. And just from there, I just read a lot of those kind of books of people that had died and then come back to life. And then my daughter, she as well feared us dying. And so so I had already started to read some of these books, and that it just really helped me, and it just really got me more interested in reading. And I've read a lot of angel books, and yours included, and just a lot of other ones. And then recently I picked up this book. Well, the first one was called The Gentle Art of Blessings, and then the next book that I like is 365 Days of Blessings or something like that by the same author.
Great.
Yeah.
I think that's so great.
365 Blessings to Heal Myself in the World is what it's called.
Great. Blessings to Heal Myself and the World.
Yeah.
You know, the angels always say, if you want to make a difference in the world, just start with yourself.
Yeah.
And then it's much easier to spread all that goodness. That's great.
Yeah.
There are those inspirational books that absolutely can just give you a boost first thing in the morning, too. You know, like a card can give you a perspective of, you know, different situations, but the little one-word things but boy, I think that writing, when I realized I was an adult child of alcoholic parents, I, you know, got the book, In the Beginning or something. Anyway, I love that because I couldn't wait to wake up in the morning and read the daily prayer or the daily inspiration. So if you just feel drawn to something or hear of something that sounds pretty good or I'd like to check that out, by all means do it. It's calling to you. That's great. Okay. Now, so let's see. Nanette and Julie and Dee and who else? Karen. And Karen, did you do your book?
I don't remember that homework, but I'll say that I love all the Hicks, Abraham Hicks books. But
yeah.
The one that I'm not a person that ever likes to reread anything, but the one that I do reread is the Astonishing Power of Emotions, that one. Because,
wow.
Because, you know, I'm not a person that gets depressed very often, but when you actually get depressed, it's surprisingly hard to pull yourself out.
Yeah.
And he has a scale, they have a scale in there where they just tell you just to go up one rung in the ladder, and you just have to reach for that one rung, and I love their ladder description in there, and it does help you. Because it's like the chains get heavier and heavier the farther down the ladder you get.
Wow. I love that.
Yeah,
so
that was really helpful.
That was part of Abraham's teaching, right? Or his book?
Yeah.
Astonishing Power of what?
Emotions.
Emotions, that's right. You know, I've never heard of that one.
That's
so cool.
A really great one.
The other
thing I just wanted to share was, I don't remember which class it was, but you talked about how you wrote in your book about how to ask for specialized angels if you're not getting the right one. Maybe that was last week.
Could be. Yep, that's true.
I did that recently. That is so helpful because I had a super technical work thing that was kind of stumping me.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I don't know how to figure this thing out. And so instead of just asking generically to any angel,
mm-hmm.
I specifically asked for someone that knew about this one thing. I said, I need someone that has expertise on this particular thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, within minutes, suddenly I had a calm understanding of the issue. It just, popped into my head.
I love it.
Wow, I think... someone came to my call and, a specialized angel that knew about this certain thing.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it was just there. Yeah. You know, that they are, it is said that the distance between the veil, which is what separates us, heaven and earth, they call it the veil. Well, they say the veil is very thin right now, which means when you do put out a request, maybe it's speaking with a loved one or, asking for a specific angel to help you, just like happened for you, Karen. The information, the energy, the wisdom, the help comes through much more easily now than it certainly did when I got going years ago. So it's a good time to be alive, I figure, because boy do we have help over there. And that's a great example, Karen. Yeah. You know, we were talking a couple of weeks ago about if you've lost something, for example, did anyone ask your angel to help you find something? Or was that part of what you're asking was, Karen?
It was to understand a very difficult technical subject about trust.
Oh, all right. Gotcha. Well, that's good because, see, yeah. And, you know, no question is too big or too little for the angels. Seriously, nothing. Because they have the wisdom of the universe and God to bring forth what it is that we are wanting or asking about. So
and
about,
I figured I had nothing to lose by asking.
Right. Yes.
Only to gain.
Exactly. Let me tell you a neat story. My Barbara had a friend, and she was a book writer, and like the romance novels and stuff like that. And you would have known her name, her pen name, if you, you know. But anyway, she was having trouble finishing a book. And the ending wasn't as clear as she wanted it to be. And anyway, she was very frustrated. And, well, and Barbara said to her, well, what would you like like what ending have you read before that you liked that was would be right for your book or the approach would be right, something like that. So she said, oh, I love the way who's the guy that writes about Hawaii a lot? I don't even think, yeah, I know he's not alive. It was, I can't remember the name of the author now, but Barbara said, well, why don't you write to him in spirit and ask his advice, and maybe it will really help sell the book. And so she did. She went home, got on her typewriter, Mitch somebody or other, and she said, you know, I know you have written, while you were on Earth, you wrote many interesting books about this scene that I'm trying to, portray. And I wondered if you could help me or inspire me for a book that would work with this particular, the end of the book for this particular thing. Well, he gave her a brand new ending, and where before, you know, the people just kept saying, loved the book, hated the ending, you know,
yeah.
Different authors and stuff, or publishing houses, and sure enough, she went to the biggest publishing house after she had put that new ending in that he had given her. And it sold instantly, and it was her best-selling book.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Love that story. That's a good one. Because, you know, that's the help that can come in. And once you establish your relationship. So that was a good one. Okay. And, gosh, I didn't miss anybody here, I hope, about your favorite book or one that you read that was so interesting and you really liked it. Okay. Boy, I loved our class, and I love all of them, but I'm really, this was fun. Thank you. I think it was Julie that reminded me that I had asked you to come with books that you liked, and thank you for that. And so next week, now we're going to be talking about, oh my goodness, I love this because it's so much about doubt, questions, that kind of thing. So come with some questions, at least two questions next week that kind of have popped up for you. So it's people questions and angel answers is what we're doing next week. Wow. And you know what? We're right up there to the coming into the home stretch on our time together. Boy, I don't know, guys. This seemed to all go really fast. It seems when you're having fun, right? Mm-hmm. It always goes fast. All right. God bless each one of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. By the way, if you need to reach me for some reason, I think I put my phone number on the...
call number 4.
Yeah, it's 727-942-4141 is my office number. And someone said, 4141, that's an angel number. Did you guys know that?
No.
So
Isn't number 333 an angel number too?
It can be, yes. And it's like there are different numbers, like 11 is, or 16 is a very high vibration number also.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, and one time I went to the horse races, and I bet on one horse that was number 6 and the other was number 1, and they both came in that order that I bet on them. So I was a happy camper. See, you never know. You guys are great.
This is Julie. I'm taking a little trip next week. I hope to be back in time for Wednesday night, but just
okay.
So you know.
All right. Okay. Thanks for the heads up. Sure. Also, you know that you can go back and pick up the class and hear it again or through. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right, you guys, you're the best. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
And so are you, those folks listening, too. So thank you all for being here. Take care. We'll talk next week, Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Okay, have a good week.
Bye. Have a great
bye-bye.
Week. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.